On Thursday, just days after the Grammy winner wiped his account clean, he was back on the gram, taking aim at his estranged wife, Kim Kardashian's new beau, with two posts. The first, this screenshot of the 28-year-old comedian on SNL wearing a Make Kanye 2006 Again hat. Ye asks in the caption, quote, "Hi Skeet, you got any more mental health jokes for me?" The rapper also posted this clip from the same 2018 sketch where Pete weighed in on Kanye giving an impromptu pro-Donald Trump speech to the Saturday Night Live audience after his performance on the show a week earlier.
Kanye, I know you're like, yo, this is the real me. I'm off the meds. Take them. There's no shame in the medicine game. I'm on them. It's great. Take them. There's nothing wrong with take them. If I ever got on a plane and the pilot said, I just want all you to know, this is the real me flying. I'd jump out. Being mentally ill is not an excuse to act like a jackass. Okay?
Kanye captioned the clip in part, quote, "This is not harassment, this is payback."
You're listening to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Well, I don't know if you wanted to talk about Kanye West, but that's what we're doing today. Now, you may be wondering, you may be saying, Isaac, you know, you had a bonus supporter show you were doing for the Animatrix. Where is it? And I'm telling you, I got all the notes ready, and it's going to be a beautiful show. You're going to get it in the next week, maybe two. I have to cover this Kanye thing, and this Kanye thing is very interesting. You're going to like it. We're going to go through the last few weeks in the drama that is Kanye West, from Super Bowl Instagrams to his Scarlet Women to him calling out Illuminati members to the Donda 2 concert that I watched last night. So, this is going to be a bonus episode because the free feed now, dare I say the free feed losers, even though they're not losers, that's a joke going back to the wrestling days of the heels. The free feed, they are still catching up on Archive 81, so we got bonus time, right? And that means you're getting Kanye West and the Donda 2 analysis. And then, if time permits, I'll give you Animatrix this weekend even, maybe next week. We'll see. Just depends, right? I got some other things. I got some other sticks in the fire. Let's move it along. Kanye West. Oh, boy. Going back to Super Bowl Sunday, as you know, he was in attendance at the Super Bowl wearing a ski mask. And he was apparently sweating. And, man, who was it? Some other celebrity type. Oh, dear. Some other celebrity type was sitting near him. Oh, boy. Let me find out, because this might be worth looking in. And they were sort of making fun of Judd Apatow. Jeez, there we go. The director, Judge Apatow, said that he was sitting near him and was like, oh, he seems really sweaty. And he was Kanye was apparently making mention of he wishes he didn't wear that damn ski mask in Los Angeles for the Super Bowl. He's a different kind of guy. And that day, he posted many very weird Instagram posts and messages. I'm going to read to you some of them. And a lot of this is going to sound familiar if you've been following me for many years. I've been talking about Kanye for many years and his many rants, quote unquote. Because if you look close enough, he's not too far off from the truther propaganda, right? I say truth or propaganda because we have our own propaganda, our own messaging that we try to get out to the masses. And I think Kanye is one of them, one of the truthers. And he's trying to get the messaging out. This is what he said on the first one. He said, thanks, Shade Room. That's like a tabloidy sort of TMZ type thing. Thanks, Shade Room, for always showing love. Thank you for helping me to control my own narrative and not writing me off when a team wins the Super Bowl. We don't comment on how sweaty they got or how much pain they suffered in that game. It's about taking home that trophy. So when I get on the gram, I'm not afraid to get sweaty or take a hit for my family. This is not a rant. This is called freedom of speech. I am a form of media. Bezos bought the Wall Street Journal and will still never have this level of influence. No matter how many dinners he does with my wife and Skeeter and Page Six, stop using bad photos of me. Y'all, that whole office would die to go on a date. I read it like that because he doesn't put any punctuation. He wrote everything in all caps that day, by the way, which I think Kanye is an alien. He did say he was a starseed, but he later said, oh, sorry for doing all caps. I didn't realize that meant you were yelling. I'm like, what planet have you been living on? Of course, that's what that means. Who doesn't know that? Well, on that tweet or Instagram message, I should say, it was very interesting because he obviously is making a crack at Judge Apatow's joke about him being sweaty, first off. And then he calls out Jeff Bezos, who bought the Wall Street Journal, suggesting that the people who own the news are trying to push their own propaganda, their own narrative, right? Supporting this idea that I'm saying Kanye is a truther pushing truther propaganda. But I go back and forth on Kanye all the time. Ye. His new name is Ye. I refuse to call him Ye because it's I don't like that. I'll call him Ye, whatever. And then of course he's all fired up about Pete Davidson. And it was really bad on Super Bowl Sunday. He would not leave it alone. Calling him Skeeter. In fact, here's another one he wrote. I'm only gonna read you one more. From Super Bowl Sunday. He said, I didn't wake up and fight for my family to trend over the Super Bowl, but it happened. The Super Bowl brings families together for everyone. Married, hold your spouse close, make sure they know how much you love and appreciate them, because there's a skeet lurking in every dirty ass alley waiting to help destroy your family and walk around in Calvin Klein's around your children. I wish my wife was with me and our children sitting at the 50-yard line. Then he tags, at Kim Kardashian, always remember West was your biggest W. Oof. Now, I'm not sure what to make of all of that. You know what he seems like? He seems like Kyle punching the drywall. And, like, he's getting drunk and talking about, like, he refuses to acknowledge any role that he played in the dissolution of their marriage. Which, again, not to gossip, I clearly don't know what happened in their marriage. But it takes two to tango. Okay? And he's taking it all out on Pete Davidson. Poor Pete Davidson. But what I don't like is it seems petty, but what I don't like is that he's doing this for the whole world to see, which includes his, I don't know how many kids he's got, five of them, four of them, with Kim Kardashian. And saying that he was her biggest W, oh my goodness. It just doesn't look good. There's actually two more messages I'm going to read, and then we're going to move into the next, the timeline. But this is the destruction of Kanye West. The meltdown of Kanye West started on Super Bowl Sunday, so that's where we're going to start. All right? What's that? February 13th. This one's interesting. He says, here's something I have to dispel, meaning remove the spell that people are under. Why does a media outlet get to post 20 times a day? But if I post that amount, there's something wrong. Isn't Instagram our own personal media platform? So I can make stages float or set myself on fire, but I better not Instagram too much as I calmly take my kids to the game. I love being in control of my own narrative. I feel kind of free. But again, if you put all the weird stuff aside, he's saying that the media has a spell, very Hollywood ritual magic kind of idea. And he's talking about how he made stages float and set himself on fire, which is going to be more relevant when we talk about the Donda concerts, because that's how the Donda 1 concert went, was him levitating, right, and setting himself on fire. But here's where things take a real turn towards Illuminati-ville. He says, Disney owns Hulu. Disney wants to influence a wider age group. Disney assigned the actor Skeet, that's Pete Davidson. He gave Pete Davidson that nickname, and no one's really sure why. I'm the only one that apparently knows, I guess. I don't know. I'm probably not the only one. But I tried to find it online, and no one seemed to know. But he's doing it because he wants to be like Donald Trump, right? Like, that's his hero. He wants to give this guy an embarrassing nickname and for everyone to repeat it. It's a little catchy, right? Skeet. Like Skeeter. He's an annoying little Skeeter. Mosquito. I guess. I don't really have a problem with Pete Davidson. I don't know much about him. He seems like a funny dude. The urban legend is that he has got a third leg, which means nothing, but hey, you know, that's what people are claiming about the guy. He's probably just a funny dude. Women like a guy that makes them laugh. Now, okay, so here we go. Disney assigned the actor Skeet to serve in some bigger narrative, but for some reason refused to give a stylist. I wrote that last part intentionally to be funny, which is actually kind of funny. Meaning, most of these puppets have puppet masters and they give them stylists. So you hear in the rap community that French Montana has a whole song called No Stylist. Meaning they are so well-versed in style and fashion, they do their own style and fashion. I joke while expressing my side, just like SNL, which is also gang with Disney. Bob bought Marvel and Disney to gain more influence in the teenage market. Ellen and Hillary been whispering in Kim's ear for years. Skeet been wearing fake Trump hats to ridicule me for not being in my black place as a voter and throwing shots at me about mental health. He's a pawn. I'm not crazy. I wouldn't have had such a big impact on culture for the past 20 years if I was. This is the real narrative. Everyone else is afraid, but now that they played with my family, it's up. So obviously we know that Disney owns a ton of media. 90% of all media we consume is from 6 corporations, and one of them is Disney. Marvel, of course, lumped in there. He makes reference to SNL being a part of that Illuminati Disney sort of thing. He's claiming that Pete Davidson is a puppet for the Illuminati, pushing their Illuminati ways. And, you know, Ellen DeGeneres and Hillary Clinton are involved and been apparently setting Kim up with Pete Davidson, apparently. Which is humorous, because Kanye West for many years was donating to the DNC. There's pictures of him hanging out with Hillary Trump. Anyway, he didn't become Republican until Donald Trump. And then he went full on Trump, which is what he's saying is, as a black person, he's not supposed to vote for Donald Trump. He was supposed to vote for Biden, because that's what the social norm is apparently telling him what he should vote for. And, you know, that's what he's saying here. Now, he would later call out Spotify and some of these other media streaming, Amazon, these music streaming platforms. And we'll get to that in a second. So that was Super Bowl Sunday. Then Kanye's social media was way more interesting than Super Bowl. All right. Then the next day, he broke up with his girlfriend, Julia Fox, on Valentine's Day. All right. Said he was going to kill Pete Davidson, essentially. Pete Davidson sends roses also to Khloe Kardashian. Watch out, Khloe. He's coming for you. He's taking them all down one by one. Then Pete Davidson starts his own Instagram account. Kanye West follows Pete Davidson's Instagram account. Kim Kardashian unfollows Kanye, because he was then attacking Pete Davidson with many memes. You can look up all these memes, and he's calling him Skeet. And then Netflix drops, there's a 3-part documentary about Kanye West called Genius. Very humble. And part one dropped on Netflix the next day. All right. So part of me is kind of like, well, this could just all be publicity stunt. He, in fact, where did I read? He referenced the 48 Laws of Power, I believe it was, many years ago, about how you stay relevant and you stay in the minds of the masses at any cost. So could that be what he's doing? I mean, he's got this show on Netflix. He's got a new album out. Maybe this is just all publicity. Look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump's the king of this. He knows how to do it. It's almost like he's taking the Donald Trump formula. Julia Fox goes viral because she did an interview and she talked about how she was a muse for this director for Uncut Gems. And then the funny thing is that people were making fun of how she said gems. Uncut Gems. But what was more curious is that she said she was a muse, meaning she was channeling energies, right? We talked about this with several artists, female artists, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, being used as a conduit for goddess energy. A muse. And that's what she tells you she was. And there's a whole lot more on Julia Fox. We're not going to get into it today. I think I talked about her in the past, though. Anyhow, then we're sticking with Kanye because there's a fair amount on Kanye. And if you're like me, you're kind of burned out with Kanye at this point, which speaks testaments to how good he is at doing this, right? Then on February 21st, Kanye posts about Corey Gamble. If you don't know who he is, that's Kris Jenner's longtime boyfriend. Kanye actually called him out back out in 2019 on Twitter. So he's apparently always had beef with this guy, but now that him and Kim are, split up, he's really going in for it. This is what he said. He said, "God has a plan to remove the godless Corey needed to never be here anyway." That sounds like a death threat. "And I think he's a nice person, not a great person." That sounds like Donald Trump. "A nice person who used to be around Puff's family, then got around Justin Bieber, and then when Chris got divorced, he slid in. He became the TV version of a father figure, and he always called himself a real N-word. He once told my wife he knew what music she should be listening to." Apparently a diss against Kanye, right? "So when I seen him a week later, I had him removed from my daughter's birthday party." Because there was, in the midst of all this, he also had a meltdown about not getting invited to his daughter's birthday party or given the wrong address or something crazy. And then he showed up there. It's so bizarre. I hope someone's filming all this, like they were filming the previous 10 years of his life for the Genius documentary. Please, please let someone be recording all of this. "We still never met his family, and I guess we never will. He got my wife linked with the liberals in a deep way. That was his job. For some reason, I always felt he worked for DuPont or some organization in that pedigree. Now he's off to his next mission. His job is done. He's not messy enough to do something like this. It's on purpose. I love Chris. This woman is a hero, and she's done what she's had to do to protect her family and make sure they prosper. Even if it meant telling everyone not to listen to me, I respect her grind, her hustle, and her mind. Chris is one of the best to ever do it." Kanye West uses exactly zero punctuation. A lot of these artist types don't like the rules of grammar, you know? Now listen, seemed like a very threatening Instagram message, right? This is how he's talking about. He says, "He got my wife linked with the liberals in a deep way." Is he referencing deep state, right? It could be the deep state, coded language. And then he says thinks he worked for DuPont or some organization in that pedigree. That's a very coded language for the Illuminati. The bloodlines of the Illuminati. The DuPont family goes way back. In fact, I just watched a movie. It was incredibly boring. It had Channing Tatum. It had Steve Carell. It had Mark Ruffalo. And it was about the DuPont family out in Philly. Because the one guy went nuts. Anyway. If you ever see that movie, it's pretty boring. Interesting story, though. About all this incredible wealth. And the people go nuts. It's like they got too much free time on their hand, you know. Then, this other rapper, Lil Mabu. I know nothing of this guy. I just seen him on the Instagram. He's this white kid who looks like a very privileged silver spoon in his mouth white kid. But Kanye West follows him. I don't know his story. He's got a ton of followers. Kanye follows him. And I even seen he, the reason I looked at it is because on one of Kanye's Instagrams, Lil Mabu said, "Hey, message me, Kanye, things got serious," or something like that. And I thought, and I don't know why, something struck me to click it because I just had a curiosity sake. And I clicked it, and sure enough, Kanye follows this guy. I mean, he looks like a 14-year-old suburban white rich kid. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's the biggest gangster you ever met. He's got an interesting sound, though. But anyway, Lil Mabu did what I believe to be a publicity stunt. And No Jumper podcast picked up on it. I don't know if they realized it was a joke. Or maybe it wasn't a joke. But there was a servant from Mike Hunt. A warrant from Mike Hunt in regards to Lil Mabu threatening Pete Davidson for Kanye West. Oh, brother. This is all in the last, like, 5 days, right? 5 to 12 days. Then, Kanye says, this is what he said. Okay, so he had the first album, Donda 1, back in, I believe it was August of 21, he released it. Then, he said, I'm going to make another Donda album, Donda 2. Donda, of course, named after his mother, his late mother. Donda 2 will only be available on my own platform, the Stem Player, not on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, or YouTube. Today, artists get just 12% of the money the industry makes. It's time to free music and this oppressive system. It's time to take control and build our own. Go to stemplayer.com now to order. And for the low, low price of $230, you could have a Stem Player. What's a Stem Player? It looks like one of those battery-powered push-up light popper lids that you put in your closet because you're too broke to put a real proper light in your closet. That's what it looks like. And he basically is saying, look, I'm calling out Apple, Amazon, Spotify, and YouTube, which I'm here for all that. I'm good with all that. Call them out. Because he's not far from the truth. By the time Kanye pays all these platforms, because that's how it is as podcasters, there's a lot of fees involved. Like, if you think this is done for free, you don't know how to do it, right? There's lots of fees involved. You have to do the ads. You got to pay hosting fees. If you got a website, you got to update the security certificates and pay the hosting fees. And, you know, it just goes on and on. And I couldn't imagine if you're at Kanye's level, he doesn't have the time for all that. And the higher you get, the more you got to pay. Like, for instance, I'm too cheap, but if I wanted to take this podcast to that next level, I would have an admin who schedules up stuff, makes the schedule, because a lot of the big name shows, they'll do that. Like, when I'm in contact with, I'm not going to name names, some of the bigger shows, like, you're not talking to the host. You're talking to the admin who's like, hey, this is the days and times, what time works for you. Here's the link, blah, 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 see you then. So that the host just shows up at the prescribed time and is like, Isaac, what's up, dude? Let's go. And then when the show's over an hour later, I'm sure the host just walks out the door. And then the admins, they edit the show and they got to use the software and bada bing, you got to upload, you got to write descriptions. I mean, this stuff takes forever. So, yeah, if you paid everyone to do your dirty work, I could see it easily going down to 12%. I believe that. So he notifies everyone he's dropping Donut 2 on February 22nd, 2022, which is all twos, right? And this is the Pluto conjunction we talked about previously and all the strange connections that has the Future, the rapper who talks about Pluto all the time, who's going to show up in the Donut 2 concert, by the way. Well, not physically, but anyway, you're going to have the stem player to hear it. And, oh, by the way, midnight of the 22nd, it didn't appear on the stem player, so people were pissed. But I think it had noble roots, right? The problem was he wanted the fans to eat the cost. He's like, hey, let's stick it to Apple and Spotify. You're going to pay for it. It's like, dude, you're like a billionaire. What are you talking about? Oh, man. You taking it out on the executives by making your fans pay $230 for an album? That's crazy. Why? And here's why I'm calling them out. Because Ye could have easily just made a website where you could buy it to stream the album or download the MP3 or whatever you want to do. Like, I'm not saying he should give it away for free, but you could have made a website. People do it all the time. It's because Ye has embraced this inner capitalist monopoly man Trump fantasy of his. Because he's got enough money now that that's where he's at. He's now full-on capitalist. Not that there's a problem with that. This is America, and that's why we do what we do here. Kanye West is really great at what he does. But he's taking plays from the book of Trump and Elon Musk and all of, and look, once you get into that crew of the elites, the global elites, you start playing ball and you start doing the things that they do. Breakaway civilizations, Saturnian death cults, alchemical reprogramming of mankind, which you're going to see in Donda 2. But yeah, he's into tech devices and he's roasting people like Pete Davidson and giving them nicknames and saying all this wild stuff on Twitter. I mean, it sounds like Donald Trump, does it not? Oh, and then he says he's running a church now. Another classic move for not paying taxes while also collecting a following, a cult, if you will, and mind programming the masses to believe what you want to believe. A bit of mind control, a bit of power grab, a bit of tax avoidance, you know? Anyhow. So fast forward to what was last night. I'm recording this on February 23rd. So on Pluto conjunction, February 22nd, 2022. I'm sitting there getting ready to go to bed. And my phone notification hits me up. It's Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos hit me up because I subscribe to Amazon Music, right? Not because I'm particularly advocating for that. It's just I've got Prime and it's cheap. So there you go. Told you I'm cheap. It says, hey, Donda 2 listening party. I said, hello. Okay. And I watched the whole Donda 2 concert. Now, I finally found out why Kanye's been walking around in these silly fish trolling boots or whatever you call it, big knee-high plastic boots, which look insane. It's because he was on this set in the stadium in Miami, and it was under like 6 inches of water. So he had to stomp around, and everyone had to wear these waterproof boots. So finally, let's talk about Donda 2, all right? I previously was saying that Kanye West and Julia Fox signaled in many ways that Kanye was going to have a rebirth, an alchemical rebirth embracing his dark side. And we found it here. Let me tell you all about it. Donda 2 is his 11th album, which in terms of symbolic numbers, I'm not going to say gematria because that's totally different. The significance of the number 11 is because 11 is the number of magic, right? You remember Aleister Crowley added a K to the magic to signify ritual magic, meaning different from stage magic, the 11th letter of the alphabet. 11 is the most K is the most accursed number. 11 is the most accursed number, as per William Westcott, who wrote a whole book about this kind of stuff in Freemasonry. So when you talk about 11, we talk about the number of magic. And when you look at the color of Donda 2, the set, the clothing, everything about it is black. So we've got black and 11, dark magic, black magic, right? Every single person that was on the stage with Kanye wore black. Everything was black there. Even there was no lights on in the stadium. Trust when I say it's entirely black. All right. And if you follow me on the Instagram, I'm sure you do. I posted the pictures of this stuff. Maybe I'll repost it again. But you saw the black sun, which we've seen many times in many of the award shows and such. And the black sun represents the first stage of alchemy, the Negredo, the blackening, the awakening. This is Kanye West. He's now pursuing this occult path. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm postulating, all right? And the black sun would eventually give way to the red sun at the end of the show. So we saw the progression from the blackening, the black sun, to the red phoenix. The phoenix sun. Sun's in four, right? You remember that? But when they talk about the colors of alchemy, that's the progression. And we talked a lot about the black sun in the show we did about the weekend and the Super Bowl back in, what was it, 2020? 21? Yeah, 21. February 21, a year ago. We talked about the black sun and the symbolism of alchemy, about how that's demonstrated. Now, if you recall, on the first Donda album, the 11th track, there's that number again, the 11th track is called Up From the Ashes, which again is a reference to the phoenix, rising from the ashes. Now, the song, if you look at the lyrics to the song Up in Ashes, it professes a belief in Jesus Christ. So who knows, right? Like, I'm not saying there's not holes in this argument, but to play devil's advocate, no pun intended, many occultists and Freemasons, they will pretend to be Christian on the outwards. But some of the philosophies and doctrines of Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Bavarian Illuminati, and the Assassins, this goes back to the Assassins, this order that was in the Middle East, had all of this occult esoteric knowledge. Anyway, they subscribe to this idea that one should hide and conceal their true belief systems by portraying themselves as a Christian, for example. Now, I get it. There's levels of paranoia here. I get that. But then the Gnostics, another form of occultism, they believe that Christ was a real person, but Christ was an ascended master showing us how to escape the simulation, this Gnostic prison. So you can see Christ plays a role in a lot of these occult faiths, just not in the way that we think of Christ when we talk about Christians and Christianity. There was a lot going on. We saw the black sun, and it ended in the red phoenix, the red sun. And, oh, by the way, he lights a church on fire while dancing around it with Marilyn Manson, a guy who's an honorary priest in the Church of Satan, and DaBaby, a guy who's extremely violent. He shot and killed a guy in self-defense, and recently just beat the crap out of a dude at a bowling alley, Danny Lee's brother, allegedly, I guess, I don't know. I seen the video with my own eyes. It was like him and six dudes beat up this one smaller dude. I mean, he had this massive, like, bodyguard dude holding this dude's head while DaBaby was hitting him. Like, this is a violent dude, man. And he's not hiding that. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know what kind of brand of Christianity would show us these things. I mean, I can only see so much before I make a judgment call and say, I think Kanye West is a Satanist. I mean, look at Julia Fox. Look at Marilyn Manson. Look at DaBaby. And look at who else was on there? Playboi Carti. Lots of anyway. Okay, so if you look at the track, I looked at all the track listings for Donda 2. There's a track called Get Lost. And he tells us, he says, now I'm taking darker streets. Again, supporting my argument that he's now turning to the dark occult paths. Another track called Pablo, he says, pick me up before I drown. Satan himself is back in town. Right? I mean, come on. What? Are we still going to say that he's a Christian? I don't know. I mean, it's possible, right? I don't know what's in his heart. I just know it's a real strange way to behave. And oh, by the way, guess who else is on that song, Pablo? Travis Scott, the guy who swears up and down there was no satanic symbolism at his concert that killed a bunch of kids. Even though you saw a white dove of peace lit on fire and coming out of this mountain of hell, this portal to hell. And he wore a shirt with the logo for the concert of a guy in blue going through a portal and turning into a demon in red. But we're all just making this stuff up. Everything is just artistic, whatever. You got it. There's another song called Broken Road with Don Toliver. And this one has a lot of strange references here. I'm going to read you several lines here. Baby, I'm free. Baby, I'm free like a homeless person. No matter how much you got, you can't own this person. Sometimes I feel like the only honest person. When somebody snatched your soul and karate didn't work, when you're about to lose all hope, the sun reveals open roads. Now let's pause for a minute. Who's snatching your soul? Who's known for doing that? Is that Christ or is that the devil? It's the devil. The sun reveals open roads. This is the new faith for Kanye West. In the alchemical process and the occult, they worship the sun, S-U-N, and they think that God, or Jesus Christ, the Son of God, S-O-N, is a mockery and a heresy of their true faith. It goes back to the solar religions. It's the true focus of worship for these occultists. So when he says, when somebody snatches your soul and the sun reveals the open road, what do you think that means? He's taking a turn for the Luciferians. What if the surgeon, I'm reading from the lyrics again. What if the surgeon really deserved it? I paid for BBLs and Birkins, which is a reference to how he bought Birkin bags for Julia Fox and her friends and allegedly bought a Brazilian butt lift for Kim Kardashian. But I thought she had the BBL before him. I don't know. Who cares? It's all very strange. That wasn't me. That was Tyler Durden. Well, that's curious, right? Because Kanye West has told us he's bipolar. Which is a bit of opposing forces here, if you want to take it from an occult perspective. But it's probably just mental illness, right? And I ain't gonna lie. The times is urgent. Love isn't perfect. Love is a version of being a virgin again. I was told it's how you interpreted it. What does it mean to find your soul? Pay the toll, pay the toll, pay the toll on the broken road. What's the toll? It's paying the price for selling your soul. This is the Faustian bargain. The broken road, it might as well be the crossroads. Just like Robert Johnson did back in the 30s or whatever. At the crossroads, he sold his soul to the devil for the ability to be a great artist. Is that what Kanye West is telling us? And of course, there's other references. There's a track called First Time in a Long Time. He says, my doctor's on Sebi, my Christ is on heavy, which is a reference to Dr. Sebi, who's a very controversial guy that died. He was actually seeing Left Eye Lopez. If you read my book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, which I know you did, about hip-hop and the Illuminati, you know that Left Eye Lopez had an insane amount of occult symbolism. she went down to Honduras and was channeling the spirit of Tupac and was, they killed a kid. And she said, oh, I feel a spirit following me. It's coming after me. Then she's, the last words were, hey, pass those tarot cards. And then her van crashes on film and she dies, unfortunately, sadly. Left eye Lopez, left eye, the all-seeing eye. In fact, she draws a big all-seeing eye in her bedroom in Honduras. Lots of weird stuff going on, right? I don't know that they're worshiping Satan, but I feel like they're drawn into occult flavors of religion. And when you, and this has always been my argument, when you start dabbling into these realms and messing around with this stuff, I feel like there's some dark energy attached to it. Another song, City of Gods, which has Playboi Carti on it. He says, what a bunch. but yeah, Playboi Carti was at the concert too. In fact, he was there. There was a white kid with him that had like spikes in his hair. I kind of think that's that Lil Mabu kid. I don't know for sure. I looked it up. No one seemed to be talking about it. He didn't say anything. But Playboi Carti, I posted some pictures on his, from his Instagram with him in a sort of blood pentagram. Anyways, he was dressed as the Joker, this nihilistic agent of chaos character from the Batman series. Anyways, Playboi Carti, he's on City of Gods. And that's what the last, I believe that was the last song on Donda 2 at the concert, which is a great song, by the way. I think so. They used the line, New York City, please go easy on me, which is actually in a Chainsmokers song. I don't know if they took it from someone else. Alicia Keys did a really good job with that part, I thought. In fact, maybe she did it better than the Chainsmokers chick. But it's saying, welcome to the city of gods. And it's all about deification. It's about man becoming God. A recurring theme. We talk about it all the time. And we're, in fact, we're going to go there again when we talk about Elon Musk and Grimes. Elon Musk pushing the breakaway civilization, Saturnian death cult symbolism right down your throat. That'll probably be next week. And in the song, he talks about pulling up to SNL, implying he's going to take Pete Davidson out. And he's sort of already laying down the ground, the foundations to support it. Like, hey, you know, Lorne Michaels and them and Disney and Hulu and Marvel and SNL, they're all in this together. And Hillary Clinton, even though I was hanging out with her and donating a ton of money to her. I think maybe, hear me out, maybe Kanye was a liberal dude with the DNC. And then when Obama called him a jackass, that put a bad taste in his mouth. Just me. I don't know. I'm postulating, maybe. But he is a jackass. Come on. Let's be honest about it. Doesn't mean he's not one of the most talented artists ever. He's got great beats. He's got good rhymes. He's a great rapper. But yeah, in the song, yeah, he's talking about how the media is treating him like Michael Jackson, saying he's crazy. But it's like, yeah, you're a little crazy, bro. I don't know what to tell you. It's kind of like Michael Jackson. Like, yeah, dude was a little crazy. Can we just be honest about it? Was Michael Jackson one of the greatest artists of all times? Absolutely. Kanye West is up there in the ballpark. He's really good. Anyway, the song wraps up. Says, this is the new New York. And that Ye is the GOAT. And Fivvy, that's Fivvy O'Foreign. Fivvy is viral, and this is the Bible. That's what it says at the end of the song. He's saying, New York, this is the new Babylon, the new world order. All right? Ye is a God here. And if you recall, many years ago, he said, if the Bible was written today, I would be in there, meaning he is God. His ego can't fit through the door ever. So in conclusion, let's wrap it up. The bummer here, out of all of this, is that Donda 2 album sounds like fire. It sounds way better than Donda 1, which I thought was a very forgettable album. Had a couple decent songs, but very forgettable. This one, though, on the other hand, I was like, dude, I want to hear this. I want to hear all the tracks. I'm not buying a $200 stem player, whatever that is, because I'm going to guess in a month it'll be on all the other platforms. And he also used an SNL clip at Donda 2. he played a clip of Kim Kardashian, and the whole album has this feeling where there's a lot of spite towards her, especially because of Pete Davidson, you know, because he was on SNL. That's probably why the connection there. And oh, by the way, Pete Davidson today, just now, February 23rd, posted a link to a video on his Instagram, the first post he's made on this new account he made, with a quote about how it's better to be king for a day than a schmuck for a lifetime. So he wants to smoke with Kanye, apparently. So, like, this is just the beginning of it. This is going to get worse. All right. And anyway, the fact that Kim Kardashian's not lashing out the way Kanye is publicly tells me that, like, A, she's more mature than him. B, she's probably more tired of his antics than anything. Just wants to be away from him. And C, that his ego is really that big. I mean, if you're a Christian and you care about family so much and your kids, then maybe don't build this portfolio of toxicity that'll be around forever and have jerks like me talking about it to unpack in front of a global audience about the mother of their own mother. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of wild. And no judgments. I'm not saying that I'm better than Ye or, you know, he's not allowed to do that. Just as an innocent bystander, is he seems to be coming off not so great. And all I can think of is, like, it's so, not that I feel bad for Kim Kardashian, Kanye, Pete Davidson, or any of their kids who are probably going to be spoiled rotten, but I feel a little bit bad for all the people besides Kanye. Now, let's wrap it up with the dark path here. No pun intended. They're releasing all this energy on February 22nd, 2022 to Pluto, the conjunction of Pluto, the closest been to Earth since the signing of the Declaration. And it's very curious, right? Because we know the occultists believe in the Hermetic axiom, as above, so below, meaning through ritual magic and occult practices, the cosmological bodies in this space and Earth and the magicians, they can manipulate energy and cause changes and create a new world order. This Donda 2 concert had some really dark vibes to it, lots of dark energy around it. And some people on my Instagram actually said that they think he's drawing down dark energy and demons to get to Pete Davidson, which I don't disagree with that. That's actually a pretty good theory. Because this Kanye West, he thinks he's a god. He's got a big, frail ego, and there's probably nothing worse. And here's the thing is, I would argue that he probably thinks the whole world's laughing at him, that his girl left him for a clown like Pete Davidson, and he's trying to save face. But the reality is, like, look, man, I get it. Like, marriage is tough. It ain't easy. Don't beat yourself up and try to take it out on Pete Davidson. Didn't work out with you guys. It's not the end of the world. But he's got a big, frail ego, all right? And I don't blame him, right? I'm not saying I wouldn't be acting like that in some ways. But he's got to admit he's being a little petty by dragging his wife and his kids into this and making all of us watch it. It's kind of petty. But that's it. That's the Donda 2 concert. He's harnessing the Saturnian death cult energies, the dark energies. The alchemical process has begun, and I think it's going to get only darker from here. That's just what I think. I hope you enjoyed this bonus show. Thank you for being a supporter. Without the supporters, this show doesn't exist, and that's the truth. I appreciate your support, and I'm going to work on your Animatrix show next, and we'll see what else we got coming up in March. I've got a few sticks in the fire of things I'm researching. You're going to like them. For instance, Elon Musk and Grimes. That's going to get real interesting. We got a lot of Saturnian death cult talk. I'm basically proving some very crazy ideas. If you saw my Instagram post with Grimes and her 2019 video, that's wild. You got to take a look at that. I'm going to build onto that and do a whole show on it. So thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to the show. Until next time, stay woke.